Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. Welcome to the show and hope everyone is doing well out there today. Today is August the 3rd. Boy, I can't believe how fast a year is just speeding by. 214 days have passed and there remains 151 days of the year. So guess what I've seen in the stores already? Trick-or-treat stuff. Thanksgiving stuff. So, wow. You know, they're beating us to these events that is like they can't wait anymore for the holiday to get here, right? So, hey, I know some of you probably have already begun to change your decor, getting in your fall colors and things like that. Some people are really, you know, gung-ho on doing those things. And guess what else happened on this day? In 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail on his first transatlantic voyage, departing from Palos, Spain, with three small ships, Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria. Wow, 1492, and that's something.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Now, when you type in that address on your Google or Internet, please scroll down to the black bar, white arrow, click on the arrow, and scroll down, and you will find many talk show hosts that have been on this program. And if you click on their names, you will be able to take advantage of the many pre-recorded or past recorded programs by date, not by name, but by date. Okay, so when you scroll down, please go down to Linda Sims, The Voice of a People, and you know, listen to some of my past shows. Also, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, when we say search, we mean in the bar, the search bar. Okay, type in WWGH or call in during this live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 for questions or if you have any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Now, their ongoing announcement is free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place August the 8th on the 19th, and I think they will be also having a school giveaway, a health clinic, and all those things on their property. I kind of hesitated because I'm sure she gave me the date of that, but somehow I think it may be on that same date, on August the 19th. I think that's what they're doing. School giveaway, health, I forget what you call it, but anyway, they're having a health fair. Yes, that's what it is, a health fair. And they're giving away all kind of goodies. Okay, so please mark your calendars. Do not miss this event. This takes place every year, Logos Christian Ministries. They are a great asset to our community here in Marion, Ohio. Last but not least, and she's also my guest today, Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, in all of Marion City and County Elementary Schools and all of North Union County's elementary schools. She will be talking with you in just a few minutes. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it is titled Maturity. And when I saw that word, I'm thinking, am I mature or what? Am I still struggling in that area? You know, I think we all struggle with something, right? So, I want to think that I'm mature. So, let's see what it has to say.
Mature and feel like a youth.
I know, that's right. As we mature spiritually, there is less need to have our self-respect bolstered by praise and special attention. Oh, okay. As our thought processes become more compassionate and less self-obsessed, we feel increasingly satisfied with ourselves and our lives. We relate to people more easily and feel no need to draw attention to our successes or complain about our problems. Have we matured? I want you to think about that and share that with other people that you may see or know today, okay? So have you matured yet? Do you have to continually boost yourself up? Wow, that is a good thought today, isn't it, Shirley?
It sure is.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Linda, for having me in. I appreciate that.
Of course, of course. You're one of my regular guests. I got to have you in.
Because we gab so well.
I know. And a friend.
Uh-huh. Long-time
friend.
Very much so.
Friend.
Very much so.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Today, Linda, if you would, I'd like to talk about something that I've gotten involved in. Child Evangelism Fellowship's my first love. Well, the Lord's my first love.
Right, right.
But I had gotten involved with Child Evangelism Fellowship for, 14 years, I think we figured out. So it's been coming up, right?
Right.
Well, there's some men in our community who are, just really concerned about our spiritual health in Marion.
Okay.
And so they are reaching out to fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and putting on a praise fest. And that's happening August 12th, which will actually be next week already. I know. It's amazing, isn't it? And so it will be next Saturday and it's going to be at Founders Park. It's going to be from 11 to 3, which I guess is going to coincide with the second Saturday of the month, and the businesses do something.
Mm-hmm.
They have street or sidewalk sales and things of this sort.
So Farmer's Market.
There you go. It ought to be a pretty exciting thing.
Probably, yes.
So how I got involved in it is because I like getting Child Evangelism Fellowship out there.
Right.
And I've been contacting other people, other ministries to be out there with us. So it'll be from 11 to 3. They're going to have music. They're going to have some food trucks. And it's all about you're promoting the gospel of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're promoting your ministry.
Right.
So it's not your ministry first and then Jesus.
Right.
You know, we're putting God first. And so if anyone would like to be involved, all they need to do is contact, Bob Goyer is the gentleman who is steering it. And I'll give you his number here, because there's still room to throw up a 10x10 canopy.
Right, right.
And share with the children. Now, see, my focus was with children.
Right.
So anyone who wanted to participate, if they would bring a 10x10, and then if they were going to read a story to the children, and then give, one lady has suggested about handing out books afterwards to each child that comes to visit.
Right.
That, they're more than welcome to do that. Or if they're going to do a craft. But the whole thing is, have it centered around God's love.
Right.
And the need for salvation. So if you're doing a craft, maybe if you're walking them through the week of redemption, something like that, you can make a booklet of it.
Right, right.
And but afterwards, you can hand out to the parents or to the child information regarding your ministry and maybe a sucker or a piece of candy or whatever, because kids love candies, that's pretty much it's pretty open to the ministry of how they'd like to handle it, or even a church if they'd like to be involved, because they have a heart for children, and things of that sort. So maybe a church is involved with Awana and they would like to have the Awana highlighted, the Awana program highlighted, or a church is involved with the Rangers, and they would like to highlight that program, then they would be more than happy. I mean, we'd be more than happy to have them there.
Right.
And they could, teach the children maybe even a lesson from one of the Awana books or from the Rangers.
Right.
You know, so it's really up to the organizer of that canopy.
Right.
To do what they want. So let me get back to Bob's phone number. It is 740-225-9102. 740-225-9102. Did I say that the first time?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good, because sometimes I transpose my
numbers. Don't we all?
Yeah. Yes.
Don't we all?
Yes. But I think it's going to be exciting. I think it'll be a fun thing. It's called the Praise Fest.
Now, this makes how many years they've been doing this? I don't think this is the first one, but...
Excuse me. This is the first one for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I know that they had some Praise Fests in the past,
mm-hmm.
but this is the first one that they pulled together for a few years.
Okay.
So to answer your question, I don't know because I'm a newbie.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
I'm a newbie. But really some neat people involved. Excuse me. We had a meeting, was it last Saturday, I think, at the Remnant.
Okay.
You know, we met up there. And just some really neat personalities that are involved on pulling this together, and some really talented people.
I'm sure.
For, you know, like sound and for promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's fun to get out and be involved in something like this.
True.
Just to meet the different personalities.
Right. That's great. That's great. Try to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. I was hoping you would. Also, they won't see me up there because I will be pulling together a fundraiser in Osceola.
Okay.
See, the 9th, well, it's the 10th. The 10th through the 12th is the Lincoln Highway rummage sales. And, of course, Lincoln Highway was the first highway that went coast to coast. And so this rummage sale goes across the state of Ohio.
Wow.
And beyond. And so for Child Evangelism Fellowship, for CEF, the giving is down from July through November. It's
mm-hmm.
always our soft months
okay.
of giving. And so as much as I'd like to be at the actual event, because right now I'm just behind the scenes
right,
calling
right.
people and asking them to come and be a part of it, the need for raising funding is very, very real, I guess. It's deeper. It's really deep this year. So I'll be over there manning the fundraiser or the rummage sale with the hopes of I have a certain amount that I've been praying for that we can make, because I would like to be able to make a couple thousand so then I can come and present to our chapter as a matching challenge funding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People like to match their funds.
That's good, though.
You know, because
yes.
it does. It empowers you to, because your money's going farther.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my hope. That's what I've been praying for. So if your listeners would like to pray for dry weather.
Right.
You know, the setup is always nerve-wracking. The actual days of the sales are fun because you meet all kinds of people and you get
right.
to share what child evangelism is. And the teardown is not all that bad other than you're tired. But what really is taxing is every year we have the threat of storms. And so, you know, it'll start sprinkling, and you're thinking, okay, do I cover things up?
Right.
Or the clouds are getting really dark. Do I cover things up? You know, so we have had wind come in and just take our canopies and destroy them. So through it all, money-wise, God's always been good to us.
Right, right.
And, you know, but it's just like, oh, Lord, please.
That weather, yes.
Yes, so please, if your listeners would pray for just dry weather.
Right.
That would be absolutely wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful.
That's so good. Yes.
And also for God's generosity to
yes.
to shine.
Yes.
But that's what's going on immediately for Well, shoot, no. This is a busy time, Linda.
It is a busy time. School's getting ready to start and all that, right?
That's right, because when I leave here, I'm going down to Cornerstone Alliance Church. They allow me to use their copier, and I'll be copying information off for all the teams to get to their schools for their open houses.
Right.
To pass out information so parents are aware that we're going to be back in the schools this year.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
That's so...
Now, our clubs won't start until the first week of October, but, you know, you want to get that information out. It's kind of like save the date, you know, save the slot,
right, type of thing.
So, yeah, a lot's going on in a short time, but, you know, you do it, right?
Yes, you do it.
And it's exciting. It's exciting to get back into the schools to get the kids there to teach them and... It's just amazing.
And I think about how God has kicked down all the barriers in all the elementary schools and all the county elementary schools. I mean, we serve an awesome God.
Yes, we do.
You know, after all these years, since 2009, He has kicked down all the walls, all the excuses, you know, and all the resistance that CEF has had and the people that was resisting. Either He's moved them. You know, I mean,
yes,
He's just opened things up, and I just thank Him so much. He's a great God.
He is, and we have shared with thousands of kids over the years, and you know, last year I should have brought the numbers in, but we had 60 some children through our chapter. Receive Jesus, walk through a prayer of salvation. And when they walk through a prayer of salvation, having the child come to club each week, you can see the difference of how that prayer changes them.
Right.
Or you can continue mentoring them.
Discipling
them because they're in club and they're listening to the truth.
Right.
So you can get that growth started and the importance of talking to God and the importance of making that relationship theirs.
Right.
You know, their personal relationship and reading the Word and things of that sort. So that's what really wonderful. But what I started to say was that out of our chapter for the school ministry, we had 60-some children. Now, people may say, well, that's not very much. I'd like to say, well, how many children have been brought to Christ in a year at your church? You know, if they start thinking about it in that, there's a lot of churches that haven't had a child come to Jesus for many years.
That's sad, though.
You know, it is. It's very sad. And you know, or through other events that they've hosted and stuff. You know, so... I'm not trying to downrate the churches, because we all are in a battle.
Yes, we are.
But the part is, out of that 60 some, a third of them came from Marion County.
Okay.
A third of them, because we have got some really dynamic teachers.
Oh, great.
And they really explain the plan of salvation to the kids. And we don't do it, you know, actually we discourage children. When you say, would any of you like to, and you walk them through the process.
Right.
And then they come to you and they can't answer, what is sin or why did you come? You know, why do you need a Savior? Then, you know, we tell them, I don't think you're right. You know, I think you need to learn a little bit more. Somehow, you know, the Spirit shares the words with the child, so you don't want to discourage them.
Right.
But you want to also encourage them to learn more.
To understand.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, it's harder and harder each year.
I'm sure it is.
To have, even within the church... It's harder and harder each year to explain to children what sin is and for them to recognize sin.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Yes.
So we're all in this battle together.
Yes, we are.
So anyways, I shouldn't have made that comparison with the churches, but I was just thinking of the churches that I have gone to, and you know, there's no hurrah, you know? There's no bringing someone up because they just, you know, ask the Lord to save them and stuff like that. And it's not because they're not Bible teaching churches. They are.
But where's the excitement? Where's the joy of another one coming into the family of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah.
I understand what you're talking about. We should be on top of the world. We should be applauding and standing up and welcoming them into the kingdom. I don't know what has happened to that. And people kind of think, what would I think if no one was excited about me coming up? And I don't think I remember anybody being excited about me when I walked up at 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
to think.
Mm-hmm.
Or rededicated my life to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it's such a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's such an exciting deal, you know, and stuff like that.
It's a life-changing idea.
It's
As
we try to explain, it is the biggest decision
you'll ever make in your life.
It is the most important decision you'll ever make. And that is beyond, you know, accepting a marriage proposal. It's beyond having your first child. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's you know, all those things are exciting and they're milestones in your life.
Right.
But to ask for forgiveness,
yes,
to trust the Lord with all your heart,
yes,
you know, that is the greatest decision
it is
that you will ever make. And it like I said, it is difficult. It's more difficult each year for these young ones to understand what sin is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of our culture becoming so dark. Mm-hmm. I know, I saw that expression.
You're so right.
Yeah.
And like I tell people, this is not the end of it. There's going to be other things that's going to crop up along the way. You know, like they say, you know, keep living, you'll see. Because
mm-hmm.
God says it will get worse and worse, you know. So some of the things that we are witnessing now and seeing and being a part of, or maybe someone even in our families, you know, things are going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. Through the preparation for the Praise Fest, which is August the 12th, I had reached out to the homeschool group because I thought it would be really, and I don't know if they're going to be there because everyone is so busy.
Right.
But they have got a group of like 200 now.
Really?
And because people are tired of what's going on, of what their children have to learn, and they have no say. And I was hoping that the homeschooling group would be there to encourage other parents that public school is not the only, government school is
True.
Not the only way to educate your children.
True.
You know. However, having said that, I was listening to Pastor Tom Hughes, and he's on YouTube. He had a gentleman by the name of Alex from Wretched Watchmen. And they were going through just the darkness of history and how it's come up to pass and how it's affected education. So I my ears perked up on that. They are now trying to mandate, well, they are mandating it, where children need to be taught in school what's called SEL. And it is social emotional learning. Check into it, because social emotional learning, SEL, is nothing more than New Age mysticism. They are teaching the children, they will be teaching the children how to get in touch with your inner self and other things. And I'm thankful that we live in, that Marin County is still very conservative.
Oh, yeah.
But I will kinda be contacting my school principal and ask if this has been mandated in our school yet. And I think other grandparents and I think other parents need to get on the board and check out what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, let me see. Today is Thursday. It was Tuesday's program, I think. But it's Pastor Tom Hughes, Hope for Our Times. And his guest was Alex from Wretched Watchmen. Okay? And so check that out. And listen to it yourself. And then check out what SEL is. Social Emotional Learning. But if you need to go deeper. And then I encourage you to contact the superintendent or the principal of your school and ask, is this mandated for your elementary?
Right.
For your middle school. But it's starting in elementary.
Mm.
Yeah. And
why are they starting so much garbage in elementary?
Because why do we teach the gospel to the children? The earlier you can get them, the more rigid they come.
Right.
You know?
Toward the truth.
Well, not towards the truth as much as towards the falsehoods.
Right.
I mean, I'll tell you why. Let's step that back. Let's go back. From day one to 5 years old, they claim that is where all your basic principles are developed.
Right.
So that's why they're starting so young.
Right.
Is because they want to be a part of that foundational principles. Be it right, be it wrong.
Right.
Okay. A lot of people in the church, they don't think children are old enough or mature enough or, I don't know, wise enough or whatever to learn the Bible. And boy, are we making a mistake.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Because the devil knows that if he can capture a child's heart in those are the formative years. Up to five is their formative years. And so if he can capture a child's heart in the K, first, second, and third grade years, you know, then being able to teach them right and wrong or teach them the biblical principles becomes even harder. So
yes.
It's all, they know, they understand what they're doing. And that's why they push these hideous curriculums onto the kids.
Right. You know, when the Bible talks about you should train a child up in the way that they should go, and when they get older, they will not depart. And like you're saying, from day one, being born into this world to the age of 5 and 6 years old, this is when they get their basic foundation. Mm-hmm. So they're basically with their parents, within these first 5 years. So if a parent is not really instilling in their child that assured foundation of Christ Jesus and how important it is, the values, the morality that mm-hmm. they show their children, then you can lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on, because they have no base, they have no foundation to build up on, mm-hmm. because they haven't laid one for them, you know. And my mother taught me that way. I try to teach my children that way, and hopefully they treat their children that way, you know, because once they're gone from you, they're under the influence of other people, other
That's
things.
That's exactly right.
And they have nothing to fight with if you give them nothing to fight with.
Right.
Or for.
Right.
You know, so like this self.
Social.
Emotional.
Social emotional learning.
Learning.
Mm-hmm.
That's going deep within themselves.
That's right. That's right. Gnosticism.
Yeah.
You know, it's leading into Gnosticism. But it's through a mystic way.
Right.
You know, so it's, yeah. And the thing is, too, Linda.
That's deep, though.
Yeah, it is deep. But they know. You know, they know. And then you, as a parent, not real, I mean, you're busy making a life. You're busy putting a roof over their heads. You're busy trying to keep up with the Joneses, which I think is a horrible thing.
It is.
It really is, you know. But this is what we're caught into.
True.
Instead of just seeing what is of value here.
Right.
And they won't say my child's soul's of value here because they don't believe that way.
Right.
You know, the parents and a lot of grandparents, they don't have a righteous fear of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have no fear, and that's the basic, if you have no fear of God, mm-hmm. what do you have to fear?
Nothing.
You know, you fear not having the best phone.
Oh, yeah. There's something that they do fear. You're so right about that.
You know,
that.
You fear not having the right label on your child's back when they mm-hmm. go to school. You know, those
right.
types of things.
Right.
So if we can't instill a righteous fear in our children, then the world will instill the righteous fear of losing their job or, you know, chasing after your dream, you know, that type of thing.
Right, right.
So now, I don't know. I was going to say, this was just shared with me, and I think that this is a wonderful example because even good Christian parents can slack on helping their children.
Right.
Just by their own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a good one. There was a father who had his phone in his hand a lot. And you know how we grumble with our kids?
Yes.
And, you know, like, I hate it when people come into the house for a holiday meal. You were talking about the holidays. And they're on their phones. You know, and I'm to the point where I'm like, no, we're here for the family. Your phones go away.
Right.
You know, whoever calls you will leave a message if it's important, or they'll call you back if it's an emergency.
Right.
But your phones, they'll wait.
Right.
Well, this father had his phone in his hand a lot, and the kids saw this. They saw that all he had was his phone in his hand when actually he was reading the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But what they saw
was the phone.
Was the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's somehow God brought that to his attention. And so he went ahead and got the Bible, dusted it off, and from that point on, he started reading the Word of God in the visual
right.
Word of
in
God.
In front of his children.
In front of his children. And he would leave it on the end table and things. So it was a visual mm-hmm. reminder. You know, and see, that's just, he's a good dad. He was reading the Word. You know, he was seeking God's Word for maturity and growth. But the kids didn't interpret it that way.
Right.
They didn't see it that way.
Right.
You know, so I just think that that's a very powerful illustration.
Powerful. It is, very much so.
So as grandparents and as moms and dads, we have to be very diligent all the time. As teachers of the Good News Club,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to really keep our I's dotted and our T's crossed because
yes.
it's just when you're working for the Lord, people are just expecting you to have a hiccup.
Right.
You know, and you know, if you have a bad hair day, they don't think about that. You know, they don't care. All they see is that, oh, she claims to be a Christian.
Right.
Or he claims to be a Christian.
That's
so,
true.
So, you know, you just have to be asking the Lord to be your strength all the time.
Yes.
And to give you wisdom. God and I had a conversation just a couple weeks ago. It's like, Lord, you know, I was really dreading this rummage sale because it's hard work.
Right.
But mentally it's hard too. You know, with the weather, you always have to worry about that and stuff
right.
like this. So I was just really like, Lord, I really don't want to do this. I really, really don't want to do this. But it's also a way of making good money for the ministry. And so it's like, but Lord, I will. You know, I know I have to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking him to just be with me. And I said, Lord, just fill my tank up with the Holy Spirit. I said, I just need a complete filled up with the Holy Spirit. And I said, and give me creativity.
Right.
And enthusiasm.
Yes.
You know, and after I had that talk with the Lord, because, I mean, he knows what I feel.
Oh, yeah.
He knows every thought I have.
Yes.
So I might as well get it out there with him, you know. And I just felt so much better. It was like he did give me that enthusiasm and that creativity to do some things differently.
Yes.
You know, to approach people for assistance and for mm-hmm. help and stuff. And so God is good.
Yes, he is.
He's just waiting for us.
A tentative father.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that like mom and dad?
Oh, yes.
They knew.
Yes.
They knew what we were going through. They were just waiting for us to ask for help.
Right.
And that's the way God is.
He just fixes it. I was telling my husband yesterday, sometimes God fixes things immediately. You don't have to wait. You mm-hmm. know, all he's just waiting for you to ask for his help and his assistance, like what you did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many things that he's just done almost immediately, and I didn't even have to confront it anymore. Just, it wasn't even there anymore, you know, and he'll give you peace.
Right.
You know, in your spirit, and you'll know, okay, well, he really heard me, you know. He really feels what I feel, and he's giving me peace. That means it must be okay, right? I love it. I love it. I love that piece.
Oh, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
I know. And you know, my foot, for some reason, I didn't trip, I didn't twist or anything, but my left foot, my right knee went out. Now, this is how wonderfully he has made us.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot have evolved from sludge. You know, I am a true believer of six-day creation.
Mm-hmm.
I honor God, the creator, rather than the creation.
Right.
And I was grumbling about this and this fundraiser, and I just like, oh, Lord, I just don't want to do it and stuff. And my back started bothering me because I'd go up regularly to get adjusted, and I had a horrible adjustment, which was I had to call back in, and I carried a headache after I was adjusted. I carried a headache for a week. That has never happened. And by the time I got back in there, and I told my doctor regarding it, I said, you have never hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I always walk out of here with immediate relief.
Right.
But I said, I had carried this headache for a week, and my knee needs to be adjusted, my ankle needs to be adjusted. I mean, I was like falling apart. So he went through and he adjusted me. And I mean, these are major adjustments because you can hear everything cracking.
Mm.
Okay. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know if this is, you know, because I was, you know, not being obedient or trusting you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I have to trust you because my foot, I couldn't even really walk on it that well without having heavy-duty shoes on,
right,
you know, to give support. And I said, and I've got too much to do, and this has got to be all on you.
Right.
And he has just been so good about the adjustment that took place. You know, I mean, it's all trusting him in every aspect. And people, some of your people who are listening to us probably think, this woman's off the wall. But when you experience, I mean, I went up there regularly for just monthly adjustments. You know,
to a chiropractor.
So, to a chiropractor, excuse me, yes. And just to get adjusted.
Yeah.
You know, and have no ill effects afterwards. And then all of a sudden, you have these major adjustments, and you're worse off than mm-hmm. when you went.
Right.
To me, that's like God saying, it could be worse.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know, just,
so true.
Yeah, just trust me,
mm-hmm.
because it could be worse, you know. And every aspect, I guess what I'm trying to say, Linda, is every aspect of our life is really under God's hand.
It is.
You know, it's in God's hand.
You're right.
And when we trust God to take care of our needs, whether it's just the adjustment of my knees,
right,
so that they'll stay in place, my ankle so I can walk properly. You know, I mean, the foot's not 100%. And the chiropractor told me, because I asked him, I said, how long will it be before I have relief? Because I'm not used to anything lingering. I'm used to getting up there, getting adjusted. Everything's cool.
Right, right.
And he said, probably it could be a week to 2.5 weeks. I'm like, okay, fine. So it is getting better.
Good.
But next week, I'm going to, I'm like, I'm already telling God, asking him, be with me, you know, because it's going to be your strength that's going to see me through this, because it will not be 100% unless God allows it that way.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. I had to let them people go. Those chiropractors, they was killing me. I'm serious. Years ago from a car accident. I was okay for the first couple of weeks, right? But after that, it's like he was trying to readjust my bones, and I'm like, I couldn't handle the pain afterwards and the headaches, and I just couldn't handle it. So,
see, I had never.
Wow, look how long you've been doing it, for years, haven't you?
We have. We've been going for years and never had any after the fact pain. When I know that I need to go to the chiropractor is when I'm carrying headaches that aren't due to being tired. Mm-hmm. When I wake up with a headache, I know I've stretched it. If I don't continue on with the monthly, just once a month, and that's because of me. It's not because the chiropractor has recommended it. It's just that's what works best for Calvin and I, my husband It's that once a month. But if life gets busy, which it does,
yes,
and I let it go by.
We're out of town. Out of time till the next hour at 11:15. Stay tuned with Cheryl Lee and myself and Linda Sims of Voice of a People. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.